I rolled forward when traffic was clear, and I hear a thump, and it freaked me out. I didn't see anyone. I thought I hit a dog. I didn't know.
Car versus bicycle.
I was propelled into her right mirror. I knocked the mirror off of her car. I hit it with such force.
Now, motorist versus judge.
You had a stop sign.
And I was stopped for several minutes there waiting on traffic.
Evidently not long enough.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
24-year-old bicyclist Alexandria Damiano is suing motorist Constance Duncan for damages from a collision.
Order. All rise.
Your Honor, case number 105 on the calendar, the matter of Damiano versus Duncan.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Ms. Damiano, your complaint alleges that the defendant hit you with her car. You were riding a bike. You want to be compensated. You would have ordinarily been able to proceed against Ms. Duncan's insurance. However, she let her insurance lapse, and she had no insurance on her car. Is that right?
Yes.
What kind of car did you have?
Nissan 350Z.
When did your insurance lapse? In what month and year? It's very easy to verify. What month and year did your insurance lapse?
December in 2011.
And when was this accident?
January 17th, 2012.
What time?
Roughly 5:15 in the evening.
That's not correct.
What time?
It was around 6:30 because it was dark when this happened.
I don't care whether it was dark or whether it was light. She's going to tell me what happened. You have a responsibility if you drive a car to maintain insurance in the event that there's an accident. That's your responsibility. You're not supposed to drive a car without insurance. You know that. Okay. You want to explain to me what happened?
Up here?
Yes.
Your Honor, I was riding my bike westward on Victory Boulevard. I stopped here at the corner. Roughly, maybe the front wheel was actually in the road. I made eye contact with the defendant, and she motioned me forward, at which point I gave a few cautionary seconds and then proceeded.
Did she have a stop sign?
Yes.
Did you have a stop sign, Miss Duncan?
Yes, I did, and I never made eye contact with
her. I don't care. That wasn't the question. You had a stop sign.
And I was stopped for several minutes there waiting on traffic.
Evidently not long enough. Go ahead.
May I proceed? Yes. So as I proceeded into the designated crossing point, she proceeded simultaneously, broadsiding me on my bike, at which point I essentially tumbled forward. I was propelled into her right mirror, knocking the mirror off of her car. I hit it with such force, and then continued to, I assume, fly into the concrete with my rib cage. That was the most pain when I woke up. I completely blacked out. When I woke up, I heard voices, got the feeling for my body again. I had people standing around me. I'm sorry. Yes.
You have a police report?
I do. I could not actually obtain the actual police report. It was a 10-week delay. I have the police report number as well as the officer with which I filed the report.
That your uncle filed for you, right?
No, I walked into the
police. You called me from there.
So no police responded to the scene?
No, and if I could elaborate on that.
Yes.
So we are at the scene, and apparently for LAPD...
Don't tell me apparently for LAPD. Don't surmise. Did you say you wanted an ambulance?
An ambulance came to the scene. When I woke up, there was ambulance and fire.
Did you get into the ambulance?
Yes, and they checked me out.
So you were checked out while you were in ambulance?
Yes.
Okay. Did the ambulance release you?
Against their better judgment, yes.
No, that's not an answer. I don't know whether it's against their better judgment or not. The ambulance released you.
Yes.
And what did you do when the ambulance released you?
Waited for the police.
In my car.
Miss Duncan, I'm going to give you an opportunity to tell your side of the story. Don't interrupt her again.
Okay, I apologize.
Police arrived?
The police never arrived.
Never?
Never.
So what did you do?
Miss Duncan offered to take me to the hospital.
And did you agree?
Yes.
So Ms. Duncan took you to the hospital?
Yes.
Do you have the report from them?
Yes.
I'd like to see it. So you had two surgical staples to close a wound in the back of your head?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a photograph of that as well, Your Honor.
Yeah, I'll take a look at it. But that's what the doctor found, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And, Your Honor, I also have photographs of the bicycle and the car.
I'd like to see those as well.
And a text message that followed later.
So am I correct that you sent her $100 for bike repair shortly after this happened? And that you said to her that you promised to send me your bills and we would work it out?
Yeah, we had discussed. Well, I wanted to discuss it with her before I paid anything because the paramedics even said, this is why we call this an accident.
It was an accident. I don't think you did it on purpose.
Yeah.
I don't think you hit her on purpose. You were negligent. You didn't stop long enough at the stop sign.
I was stopped long. There was a lot of traffic, and I...
Well, whether there was a lot of traffic or not, you're supposed to stop long enough to make sure it's clear. Well, pedestrians or somebody like that on a bike. You didn't do that. And not only didn't you do it, but you had no insurance, which would have taken care of all of our medical bills, and we would not be here today.
Oh, exactly. I understand that. But I, well, when I get my chance to talk, I'll...
Now it's your chance.
Okay.
Now's your chance. Now I've seen the photographs of the car. I've seen your text message. I've seen her medical bills. I've seen her injuries. Okay. Now it's your chance to talk.
I exited the freeway, and I stopped, and I was there long enough for at least 4 to 5 trucks and cars to go past. I'm a trained driver. I've been doing this a long time, and I know to be in tune with my surroundings and wait, have my proper eye lead time.
Could you just tell me what happened, please, on the 17th, not what your history is?
Okay, I sat there, and I waited for traffic to go by. I looked to the right, I looked to the left, I looked back and forth, because I know pedestrians are on that sidewalk, and I never saw her.
But she was there. I mean, she wasn't a phantom.
No,
she was there.
I'm still freaked out because my attention was 100%. I don't even have my cell phone out in my car.
But you missed it. And Miss Duncan, that's why it's called an accident. You missed it.
Well, it still baffles me. I guess it was my blind spot. I rolled forward when traffic was clear, and I hear a thump, and it freaked me out. I didn't see anyone. I thought I hit a dog. I didn't know. So I get out of my car. She was conscious. She was never knocked out, for starters. This was at dark. That was not at 5:30. She was awake when I got out of my car, which took several seconds. And I didn't know to move her, what to do, because I didn't know her injuries. Wanted to make sure she was okay. Then two gentlemen stopped. They called 911 because my phone was...
We're past now.
I was concerned about her.
We're past now. Anything that I'm interested in. I think, Miss Duncan, it was very nice of you to offer to take her to the hospital. I think that that was...
Well, I did take her to the hospital.
Yes, I know. I said, I think it was very nice of you to offer to take her to the hospital. She was injured as a result of you. Whatever it is, having an accident, something that you didn't plan on, but she was injured and you had a stop sign.
And if
you
didn't stop.
You weren't stopped long enough. You're supposed to stop for as long as it takes. Nowhere in any book does it say you're supposed to stop for 3 seconds or 4 seconds or 5 seconds. It says you're supposed to stop until it's 100% safe for you to proceed.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
That's adding fluff to her case. I don't even believe it.
Thank you.
That you made eye contact with her and she made eye contact with you. That's baloney.
And later today...
I'm beginning to sense something here that's more about the welfare of you than the welfare of the dog.
I paid a lot of money out of my own pocket
to take
care of this
dog. That's what you do when you have a dog. You should have given it back if you didn't want to have it.
Bicyclist Alexandria Damiano says she was riding her bike when motorist Constance Duncan hit her. She is suing for her medical bills and pain and suffering.
Now, you had no business driving your car without insurance.
Yes, and I hadn't been until that day, and I made
Well, you didn't have insurance that day or the day before, or the day before that.
I understand that.
Oh, okay.
I was truly concerned about her well-being.
And I give you credit for that. You were truly concerned, and you were very nice to take her to the hospital. She acknowledges that.
But I'm not going to sit here and have her lie about the time of the accident and that I looked at her. How can I look at someone I never saw?
I'm not even taking... Listen to me. That's adding fluff to her case. I don't even believe it.
Thank you.
That you made eye contact with her and she made eye contact with you. That's baloney.
Yeah, it is.
I don't believe it.
Thank you.
What I believe is you didn't stop long enough at the stop sign. That's what happened. And fortunately for both of you, both her bike as well as your car were going very slowly. So
she wasn't
more seriously injured.
Exactly.
I believe that that happened, but you didn't stop long enough to avoid hurting her.
Well, that intersection right there, I'm always afraid I'm going to get rear-ended because I do sit there long. I sit there a long time until traffic is clear.
On the 17th of January, 2012, you didn't sit there long enough. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,500. That's it.
Thank well, you. If she were visible,
you may step out.
She was a different person at the scene of the accident.
I felt terrible bringing this to this point.
Oh, this wasn't anyone's fault, and you're a nice lady.
It seemed like she thought she was getting a free pass. Sorry, I don't have insurance. Sorry, I hit you. Have a good day.
Riding her bicycle on the wrong side of the road at night with black clothing on.
100% incorrect. I was wearing off gray.
I've never come in contact with anything while in my vehicle, and it's not a good feeling.
My back is totally messed up.
I felt horrible. It's a scary thing.
Used to be an athlete, and now I'm terrified of bicycles.
And then to see her sitting on the sidewalk, it was horrible.
Don't trust drivers and wear neon? I don't know.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Gardenhire versus Valdez. Step forward.
Teresa Gardenhire is suing dog adoption manager Sebastian Valdez for unpaid fees to foster a dog.
Is this your daughter?
It is, Your
Honor.
How
old is she?
14.
She's going to wait outside, okay? Bird, would you take her
outside,
please? Mr. Valdez, you are, according to what I've read, the operations manager of an adoption agency for dogs.
Correct.
These animals that you get from shelters?
From local city and county shelters, yes.
And it's your mission to find them homes.
Correct, ma'am.
One of the things that you do in that mission is to allow people to foster dogs, people who aren't sure whether they want to permanently keep a dog, but if they foster a dog, you will pay them a certain amount of money. And how much money do you pay them?
It's a $50 per week.
Fee for fostering.
Fee for fostering. That is correct, Your Honor.
And how much is the fee if you have a person who wants to adopt a dog from your shelter?
The adoption fee is $350, and which includes the microchip, spay or neuter, and all up-to-date shots.
Now, Ms. Gardenshire, you became a foster parent for a dog, a little Chihuahua mix. Is that right?
That is correct.
On what date?
September 18th, 2011.
Did you have a dog at home?
I did not.
Were you looking to have a dog as part of your family?
Not at that time.
But you thought you might foster a dog for $50 a week.
It was more about the idea to rescue, to save the dog's life for me.
And you took the dog in on September 18th?
That is correct.
How long did you have the dog before you received a telephone call from Mr. Valdez or his organization with regard to your desire to keep, is it a female dog?
It is.
To keep her. Was it a month?
A month and a half.
So let's say 6 weeks. And you spoke to her?
Actually, the previous operations manager, Mrs. Hahn.
That would be you.
Was at that point in time.
Tell me your last name.
Hahn.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Did you have the dog today?
Yes, she's here with me now.
Did you sign the adoption agreement?
I did not.
Ever?
No.
Great. You don't want the dog back, do you?
Teresa Gardenhire says dog adoption manager Sebastian Valdez owes for unpaid fostering fees. Sebastian claims Teresa is running a scam.
Okay. Ms. Hahn, do you remember speaking to Ms. Gardenshire?
Yes. We had a volunteer that met the dog at adoptions who expressed interest in fostering her. So I let Teresa know that and asked if she wanted to adopt her herself. Our fosters always have the option to adopt the dog.
So you said you had someone else interested in her?
In fostering as a volunteer. So as a nonprofit organization, that would help us by not having to pay the $200 a month.
And what did Ms. Gardenshire tell you?
At that point, she was not in a position to adopt herself.
Why is that?
Just finances weren't. I had surgery that summer, and so was receiving limited income. So I wasn't really in a position.
You weren't in a position to what?
to provide medical care. She had some medical issues and things that I was concerned about, so I wasn't in the position to maintain that.
Well, did you tell them that if they took care of the medical issues, you would be prepared to adopt her?
As a matter of fact, I did.
And did you take care of the medical issues?
They agreed to continue to take care of that particular issue.
The medical issue?
The one that was ongoing, yes.
Okay. So you now have the dog?
That is correct.
Did you or did you not pay the $350 adoption fee?
I did not.
They waived that for you?
They did.
And you want the $50 a week that they did not give you after a certain point?
Correct.
At what point did they stop giving you the $50 a week?
October 2011.
And at that point, they said either adopt her or give her back. And there were certain things. You wanted the fee waived. They agreed to waive the fee. Is that right?
My concern was the adoption agreement was my concern.
Explain that to me.
Ms. Hahn sent me the adoption agreement sometime in October, possibly even November. I told her that I had a family member who was an attorney, that I wanted to have them look over the agreement because it was a little wordy, and I wasn't sure that I understood it, and that I would get back to her by the end of November. She said, fine.
Why by the end of November?
Because the person that I sent it to was gone and wasn't able to...
That sounds like a whole bunch of who shot John. You sound like a very intelligent woman, madam. If what you think is that these people are going to give you the $50 a week while your lawyer is out of town or unavailable to look over a pet adoption agreement, that's not happening. I'm telling you, that's not happening if that's what you're suing for. I'm beginning to sense something here that's more about the welfare of you than the welfare of the dog.
I paid a lot of money out of my own pocket
to take care of this dog. That's what you do when you have a dog. You should have given it back if you didn't want to have it. You were given an opportunity to do that after 6 weeks. So if you didn't want to have a dog that had medical problems, they had somebody else who was willing to foster the dog. But you took the dog, and I read the paper, so I know that they were nice enough to waive the $350 fee because you gave them a hard time. But for you to come back and say, I want all the money that they should have paid me after they sent me the adoption agreement that I didn't sign, that's not happening.
Your Honor, I told them that I felt like the adoption agreement was one-sided and that it would still be their dog, that it would not be my dog.
Did you have the dog today?
Yes, she's here with me now.
Did you sign the adoption agreement?
I did not.
Ever?
No.
Great.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Okay. You don't want the dog back, do you?
We would be willing to take the dog.
No, they don't. Well, she doesn't want to give the dog back. She likes the dog.
Yeah,
she just wants to get paid for having the dog for as long as she can.
And
that's not happening, Miss Gardenshire. You're not getting paid for the dog because that's not what it's about. It's about charity, theirs and yours. You got a chance to look. You were getting an extra $200 a month to take care of the dog. And after, let's say, 2 months of having the dog in your care, you should have been able to make a decision. And if you wanted to look at the adoption agreement, go and look at it during the course of those first 2 months. But don't hang on to the dog and then expect this charity to pay you money.
I told them I would give her back. I have emails to show that.
Just a second. They're prepared to take her back now. You want to go tell your daughter to bring her in? Listen to me. You want to give her back?
Sure.
But
gave me an email that said I didn't have to sign the agreement. They can have her back.
Listen to
Absolutely.
Me. You're finished with her.
I'm finished.
Then I want to tell you something. Then she's really better off not being with you. That's all. She's yours.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Did you discuss with her having a life together and starting a family?
No.
And you weren't there when your daughter was born?
No.
I've had enough of you and your procreation.
Judge Judy.
It's really shocking to us to see this because we thought she was a great home.
We were under the impression that we had placed the dog in a loving home, but that's clearly not the case.
It's obvious that she doesn't care about the dog or her daughter's feelings towards the dog.
She's had this dog since October.
This came out of really nowhere for us to think that she would react like this.
For money to be the cause of her wanting to be able to just let her go.
It's not about money for us, it's about the dogs, and obviously for her, it's the other way around.
She should never have been with her in the first place, now that I think about it.
We're quite hurt.